Dr. Barry Dworkin had Dr. Yoni Friedhoff from the Bariatric Medical Institute on his program yesterday, Sunday House Call. And I'm curious to hear what you think jumped off the page. I'll just share this with you.
I was
out on Friday with friends for dinner. And we went to a restaurant in Gananoque that is famous, famous for its coconut cream pie. And that was one of the reasons we went there. We decided we were going to have coconut cream pie. And Dr. Friedhoff has often said, if you're going to be having coconut cream pie or whatever your favorite dessert is, you got to make adjustments to what you eat for dinner. You can't go ahead and still have the great big dinner and then have the pie.
Well, that's right. But the point he also made is that, you know, I asked him, so do you go to fast food restaurants? What do you do with your family? And he says, yes, of course I go to fast food restaurants, but we don't go often. We go from time to time. You have to enjoy your life. You have to enjoy the foods that you eat. That's part of living. But part of the problem now is that we have become so used to going out to eat. In fact, more than 54% of the time, people go out to eat. And because they're going out to eat, portion sizes being large, the amount that they consume being more than usual, it becomes lots of calories during the day. And we're so used to this now. We are so used to corporations, for example, McDonald's and Boston Pizza, doing school-based work. He talked about how McDonald's provides funding and the drinks, the sugar drinks, and the oatmeal chocolate chip stuff, and the coupons for soft ice cream to four-year-olds to sponsor a school bus safety day. This is the kind of stuff that people get so used to that they don't even wonder why a company is doing this with four-year-olds. It just becomes a common thing. And that's part of the problem that we're seeing today with, and he also says he doesn't blame the companies. The companies are doing what they're supposed to do for their company. But we, on the other hand, are getting so used to this that you now have situations that you would never have seen 30, 40 years ago. You have situations where foods and advertising are being directed to the most vulnerable of our population without a peep being made by parents.
Yeah. Well, I had the same friend mentioned at the dinner that he'd just come back from France and he saw no overweight people. And he came to the conclusion is because they understand when they treat themselves to some little goodie, whatever it might be, French pastries, that they can't have the full-size dinner and the French pastries on top of it. Thank you, doctor.
You're welcome, Steve.